Been looking at Romans chapter 1, we've come to verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That, of course, is traced back to a rejection of God. You reject God, you go down that road long enough, you end up in verse 22. And then, of course, the cycle just accelerates. We've been looking at humanism, and we're going to continue that today, then we'll move on. But it is important that we understand the times in which we live. It is important that we understand the foundations, the roots of humanism, and the reason is because that's our society. We are a humanistic society, and again, the three humanist manifestos, the first being 1933, we're not saying that's when humanism began. Humanism began in the garden, again, with Satan's approach to Eve, thou shalt be as gods. That's humanism. Humanism is nothing new. You look at evil empires, Nazi Germany would be a good example. And on we could go, but humanism has manifested itself throughout history, but probably more so in our day than any other time. And most people are humanist and don't even know it. And many of God's people are as well and deny it, but it's a fact. Last week we looked at Humanist Manifesto 2 under the heading of religion. Basically, they believe that religion is in the way. Religion is outdated. Religion does a disservice to mankind. And as you understand the tenets of humanism, you can begin to understand their hatred of truth, or where this hatred comes from. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Under the heading of ethics, it's sad when a humanist talks about ethics, or a politician. I mean, it just goes through me when a politician starts using the word morality. But they say under the heading of ethics, we affirm that moral values derive their source from human experience. Ethics is autonomous, that is independent of the Bible, any standard. Ethics is autonomous and situational. In other words, the situation determines what's ethical. Needing no theological or ideological sanction. Book of Judges, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Ethics stems from human need and interest. So ethics are autonomous, they're situational. We do not need any theological or sanction stem from human needs and interests. Well, this is what determines ethics. To deny this, what has just been said, distorts the whole basis of life. So when you and I declare the Word of God has a standard of truth, in their eyes, we are attacking the whole basis of life. That makes us an enemy. Human life has meaning because we create and develop our futures. Happiness, that's humorous as well. Anytime they talk about happiness, they need to tell their face. Happiness and the creative realization of human needs and desires, individually and in shared enjoyment, are continuous themes of humanism. So happiness is the continuous theme of humanism. There is no happiness outside of God. We strive for the good life here and now. And what is the good life? Happiness. Happiness. They go on to say, reason and intelligence. Anytime someone who has become a fool talks about reason and intelligence, that's scary. Reason and intelligence are the most effective instruments that humankind possesses. There is no substitute. There is no substitute for reason. The problem is they can't reason. There is no substitute for intelligence. And then they go on to explain. Neither faith nor passion, zeal, religious in this case, neither faith nor passion suffices in itself. The controlled use of scientific methods, which have transformed the natural and social sciences since the Renaissance, must be extended further in the solution of human problems. So science is the remedy for human problems. Science. There's where reason and intelligence comes in. Reason must be tempered by humility, since no group has a monopoly of wisdom or virtue. Nor is there any guarantee that all problems can be solved or all questions answered. Yet, critical intelligence, infused by a sense of human caring, is the best method that humanity has for resolving problems. So the best method of the best remedy is intelligence and caring. Reason should be balanced with compassion and empathy. And the goal is that the whole person be fulfilled. It goes on to make these statements under the heading of the individual. The preciousness and dignity of the individual person is a central humanist value. That is a bold-faced lie. The preciousness and dignity of the person, they know nothing about the preciousness or the dignity of human life. That is proven by their stance on abortion. But they say this is a central humanist value. Individuals should be encouraged to realize their own creative talents and desires. The problem is, when you deny God, your talents and desires are going in the wrong direction. They're pointing toward the wrong thing. We reject all religious, ideological, or moral codes that denigrate the individual. Okay, so again, we're the problem. What we believe in their minds denigrates individuals. In other words, we're an enemy to humankind. Suppress freedom. Dull intellect. And here it is, dehumanize humanity. That's what they believe we do. By simply standing for the truth, we suppress freedom and we dehumanize personality. We believe in maximum individual autonomy. Maximum individual autonomy. That's a scary statement. Although science can account for the causes of behavior. I didn't know that. Science can account for the causes of behavior. The possibilities of individual freedom of choice exist in human life and should always be being increased. In other words, man is autonomous and he should have the right to do whatever he pleases, whatever he wants. And no one has the right to infringe upon his right. They go on to say, in the area of sexuality, this is all under the heading of the individual, we believe that intolerant attitudes, that's you and I, adultery, fornication, often cultivated by orthodox religions and puritanic cultures, unduly repress sexual conduct. The right of birth control, abortion, and divorce should be recognized. While we do not approve of exploitative, denigrating forms of sexual expression, neither do we wish to prohibit by law or social sanction sexual behavior between consenting adults. The many varieties of sexual exploitation should not in themselves be considered evil. Short of harming others or compelling them to do likewise, individuals should be permitted to express their sexual desires and pursue their lifestyles as they please. That shouldn't be surprising. I mean, we see that all around us. We wish to cultivate the development of a responsible attitude toward sexuality. The problem is that when you reject God, the word responsible kind of dies. And again, since everyone is autonomous, everyone has a different definition of what's responsible, in which humans are not exploited as sexual objects. The very ones who exploit humans as sexual objects have the audacity to say something against it. And in which intimacy, sensitivity, respect, and honesty in interpersonal relations are encouraged. Moral education for children and adults. Now, in the context, this would be referring to sexual education. One of the greatest tragedies in our country is turning over to public schools sexual education. Well, who's responsible for that? Mom and dad. The problem is today is mom and dad don't have any sense. Moral education for children and adults is an important way of developing awareness and sexual maturity. Again, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. In Humanist Manifesto 3, it is stated in the introduction, humanism is a progressive. And Humanist Manifesto 3 uses the word progressive quite often. We hear that word all the time now. Humanism is a progressive philosophy of life. And again, this is just what Brad was talking about. The very word progressive is deceptive. And they put that out there and people think, wow, things are improving. We're heading in the right direction. But nothing could be further from the truth. Humanism is a progressive philosophy of life that without supernaturalism, that's God, affirms our ability and responsibility to lead ethical lives of personal fulfillment. There it is again. Ethical lives of personal fulfillment. Everything is about personal fulfillment, personal happiness, to the greater good of humanity. You look at humanism and you just ask yourself the question, are we headed toward the greater good? Have things gotten better? You'd have to be a fool to say, well, yeah, things are better today than they've ever been. It is also stated in Humanist Manifesto 3, knowledge of the world is derived by observation, experimentation, and rational analysis. Humanists find that science is the best method for determining this knowledge as well as for solving problems and developing beneficial technology. We also recognize the value of new departures in thought, the arts, and inner experience, each subject to analysis by critical intelligence. Humans are an integral part of nature, the result of unguided evolutionary change. And again, we're progressing. Humanists recognize nature as self-existing. We accept all life as all and enough, distinguishing things as they are from things as we might wish or imagine them to be. So, reading regarding ethics, ethical values are derived from human need and interest, shaped by human circumstances, interest, and concerns. And this is extended to the global ecosystem and beyond. And again, Humanist Manifesto 3 addresses one world government over and over and over again. They don't use that exact phrase, one world government, but it's everywhere. So professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. There is no right and wrong. We must be tolerant. We must be accepting of that which is abominable to God. That's what they want us to think. And it is sad because it has affected this whole thought process. Has affected God's people. Because a lot of times God's people don't think that they have the right to speak out on something. But you do. And you should. And even if they take that right away, which is coming, you should speak out. Well, you know, I don't want to up. That's humanism. You're caught. You're trapped. And it's greatly affected God's people. We could preach a message on humanism in the Lord's churches. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. People don't necessarily recognize it, but it's there. It's everywhere. And it's something that we need to train ourselves to see so that we can be cautious, so that we can be aware of the danger that is all around us. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace to us. We thank you, Lord, for the times in which you've placed us to live. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to be the people that we ought to be at all times. Just go with us, Lord, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.